Wake Up Call continues now on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
Oh, it's time for the good, the bad, and the dumb on a Monday. Boy, oh boy, are we excited. We had a whole weekend without it. Now we get it. Good, the bad, and the dumb. What's the good?
The good of the day. Not often that we talk about this team in the good. We usually save them for the bad or the dumb. But I got to give it to the Mets and Citi Field.
Okay.
Because this year, and this probably will be a trend if it's not already. But this year, for just $150, you can take a guided tour of Citi Field of all their top food vendors.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
So before the game, slap over a $150 bill if you got one. And they'll, you know, a guide will take you to each of the top vendors where you can taste everything that they offer.
That's pretty good. But is that expensive given that you don't have an unlimited stomach?
Probably.
Meaning, like, by the time you reach the third one, you're like, I'm kind of full.
And these foods, you might need to check with a doctor beforehand.
Yeah.
Just to make sure that it's okay, because like some of their top food vendors, they got a loaded baked potato. I mean, it has stuff on there that I don't think has ever been put on a baked potato. They have a chicken sandwich, a fried chicken sandwich that is, you know, the bun is a donut.
See, that's what I'm talking about. These vendors sometimes go, we've taken a cheese pizza and wrapped it in a bacon double cheeseburger,
right,
topping it off with a taco and drizzled it with queso. Oh, it's a heart attack waiting to happen it happens on the field, happen in your stomach.
I'm believing that you might get through one or two vendors and then you're tapping out.
Yeah, so unless you are, bucks might be a little steep.
Unless you're just going and just taking a bite of one thing and then tossing it, which
is like
a big
judge
waste
on one of those shows.
Yeah.
Where they're like, oh, I taste
that is
cumin.
Tasty. Let me move on.
Exactly. Now I gotta move on.
There's one place you can go to. It's called like Top Sundays or something like that. You can get a milkshake that's topped with a glazed donut.
Oh, see, what are we talking about here?
I mean, it looks incredible, but I can feel my arteries clogging just by staring at this photo.
I think I told you the story. My wife and I went out to dinner Tuesday at my daughter's restaurant that she works at. Mm-hmm. And my daughter's like, you guys got to get the cookie sundae. It's so good. I go, do you want a bite? She goes, sure. And I go, all right, I'll get the cookie sundae. So my daughter came over and she's like, you know, eating it real quick. And then I can't. I got to stay away from sugar. I take a bite. I finished. I
hell yeah.
Like, what am I doing? I'm like, I'm not going to step away. It's a delicious cookie.
No,
just take a bite. It's got to tell the whole thing.
Here's the thing. I mean, I'm looking at this milkshake. It's courtesy of Sunday Donuts, right? It's a milkshake topped with a glazed donut topped with popcorn.
Ugh.
So, yeah, you're finishing it.
Right, you are. Yes, you are.
Yeah, I'm looking at it like, yeah, I would eat the donut. You know, I would take a bite of the donut, then I would take another, and before I know, the donut's gone. And then I sell the milkshake to wash it down.
Awesome. That's awesome.
So, yeah, but I like the idea of $150, and you get to go. Because, you know, when you walk through a stadium now, I mean, they still have their traditional hot dog, nachos.
Right,
you know, you can
right.
still get all that stuff. But then you are starting to see, like, God, you know, I want to try that. I want to try this. But, you know, I can only make one decision because I'm not... You know, I'm not Steve Cohen walking through here and getting, get me one of everything.
Yeah, I agree. You know what? $150, ain't that all that bad to go sample all the food? Yeah. That's pretty cool.
But right. I think you have to throw good food out.
Exactly. What's the bad of the day?
Tony, on February 6th of 2023, Kyrie Irving was traded to the Mavericks.
Yes.
Now, I don't know if you knew this, but that began the downfall of the Mavericks season. I know it's hard to believe.
It's falling apart. I know.
It's hard to believe that.
Completely a disaster.
No one saw that coming, right?
This is turning into an absolute terrible situation.
Yeah. So,
and you know what? People pegged it from the standpoint that those two players that they got rid of, Dorian Finney-Smith and Spencer Dinwiddie, were strong defensive players. This team is a mess.
Yeah. So right now the team since that day have been 7-12. They are now on the outside looking in on the Western Conference playoffs. They're seeded 11th. When we thought for a while there they'll just fall into the playoffs.
They might miss it.
They're very real going to miss it. I have a quote from Luka Doncic. I mean, he does have an accent, so it's hard to hear, but he explains his mood towards the team.
Yeah.
Is this as frustrated as you've been?
I mean, yeah, it's really frustrating. I think you can see it with me on the court. Sometimes I don't feel it's me. I'm just being out there. I used to have really fun smiling on court, but it's just been so frustrating for a lot of reasons, not just basketball.
What else is going on?
I don't talk about my prior life.
Okay.
Just a lot going on.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you think it is? His girlfriend are fighting? What do you think is happening?
I mean,
you know what it is? It's this. Let's say you and your wife, you find a plot of land, okay? And you find a plot of land and you buy that plot of land and you build a house. And you build it and you put everything you want in there. You build it exactly the way you want. You put a swimming pool in the backyard. You got a beautiful fire pit. You've got five bedrooms, bathrooms on every floor, whatever it is. You make it great. Walk-in shower and everything. You make it great. Then you decide, you know what would be cool? I'll rent out the house for a year. And you rent it out to somebody, and they come in, and they redesign the whole thing, and they turn it into a dump. They tear out walls. They tear out the foundation. They wreck the pool, and they tear it up. That's what Luka Doncic is feeling right now. He has built the Mavericks to be a serious playoff contender if they just had the right piece. And Kyrie came in and destroyed it the second he got there. Absolute disaster. Can you imagine being a young basketball player like Luka Doncic, one of the best players in the game, and you're looking around and you're like, I never asked for this. I never asked for this guy to show up. I never asked for the disconnection between him and I and the complete mess that our team is in now. We were in the playoffs a year ago. We made a strong showing in the playoffs a year ago. And now I just asked for a little help, and instead you tore the foundation of my house down to the ground. That's what they did. They might not make the playoffs. He has every right to go to Mark Cuban and go, fix this. You should have never signed on to this to begin with. What's wrong with you?
Yeah, trade him back.
You know, here's the thing, Mark.
Can we get our guys back?
Yeah. Here's the thing, Mark. For a guy that wants to run to the table and scream when we didn't ask who had the basketball against Golden State the other night, for a guy that's screaming and saying, this is the worst officiating I've ever seen, this is the history of the NBA, blah, 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 where were you on the entire Kyrie for two young players to borrow him for 10 seconds? Where were you on that? Did you sign up for that, or did that shock you?
And thinking that was going to make the championship run. I mean, everywhere he's gone now, after leaving Cleveland, there was success at Cleveland, but he wasn't who he is now. But when he went to Boston, when he went to Brooklyn, where else did he go? It's just been a disaster ever since.
Exactly. I mean, Adam Silver has every right to say to Mark Cuban, before you complain about the officiating, why don't you do a little homework on your basketball team before you whine and cry to me about officials? Why don't you do some research into what exactly you were getting into in the whole Kyrie Irving thing?
Yeah. I mean,
because you didn't.
People are literally saying this is the Kyrie curse.
Yeah.
He goes to a team. I mean, he's like, you know, I don't know, name a supervillain that destroys worlds. That's who he is.
Boom. Plat. All right. What's the dumb of the day?
The dumb of the day is that once again, a company is having to put out a PSA to TikTokers. Because there's TikTok trend happening, which is for a good frozen treat, put your fruit roll-up in the freezer.
Are you not supposed to do that?
No, you're not supposed to do that because most people, what they do is they just stick the wrap package into the freezer and neglect the fact that a fruit roll-up is actually wrapped in plastic.
So the plastic freezes with the fruit roll-up?
Yes.
And you can't get it off?
And you can't get it off.
You can't take it off.
You can't open it.
Remove it. Ah, ha, ha!
And so fruit roll-ups actually had to issue a PSA via TikTok to let everyone know plastic is not for consumption.
Awesome. Awesome.
I want to put this up there with the Tide Pods.
Yeah, I do
too.
It's
like, how do you not know?
If you're Tide, can you imagine being in a room where you're like, guess what? We have to send out a message to people not to eat the detergent.
Yeah.
And wait, seriously? Yeah, see, they're actually eating. I don't know what to do anymore.
Yeah. So now Fruit Roll-Up is having to do the same thing. Because you and I both know we've enjoyed Fruit Roll-Ups since the late 80s. I think like the mid 80s when it came out, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And you always knew that you start to unpeel it and there's plastic, and you got to take it. You got to separate it from the plastic, exactly. Which is easy. Your hands get sticky, but you know, you're a kid. You don't care.
Exactly.
Now people are just sticking them in the freezer for a nice frozen treat, and they are slowly consuming plastic at the same time.
It's like when Outkast said, "Shake it like a Polaroid picture," and then Polaroid went, "Hey, you don't actually shake a Polaroid picture. Thanks for the publicity, but you don't actually do that.
They didn't make it develop faster.
Right? But you know what happened? When I heard them say that, I went, you don't? Because I kind of always thought you did.
Yeah, so did I.
I was like, I thought you shook it. I didn't realize you don't. Yeah. I didn't use Polaroid cameras very often, but when I did, I always shook
it. Are you telling me that the image didn't appear via Etch-a-Sketch method?
But at least when Polaroid did that, they were like, people actually do this? There's no reason why they shouldn't. But when you're tied and you're like, don't eat clothing detergent, now we're in another level of dumb.